Welcome to the Gym Shorts podcast series. I am your host, Kathy Smith. Today we are talking about music education. We will meet with music educator Jody Sands Dahl as she shares stories and recommendations for starting your kids on a lifelong journey to enjoying and participating in music at every level. Hi, Jody. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our focus for this podcast series is about how kids grow and learn from ages birth through 21.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for inviting me. I can't believe it's been 44 years.
I know. Can you believe it?
Since we started in seventh grade band.
We love to start our podcasts by asking our guests, what was your favorite children's book and why?
When thinking about it, the only book that I could come that came to mind was The Little Engine That Could. And the way my mom read it to me, it was like a locomotion starting. So it was, I think I can. So she read it with emotion and enunciation so that it made it fun to listen to it, you know. And then the very ending where it says, I thought I could. And I was thinking about it, and there's like three lessons I think that we learn from that book. And number one, I think, is ask for what you need. And two is help me come in different packages. You don't know what it's going to look like. Mm-hmm. And number three, when you're asked for help, give it your all. Help as much as you can to somebody. And I think all of those things help me succeed in life and help me to become the person that I am.
As a former reading teacher, I have come to understand that reading and literacy, like music and the arts, is so important for kids. It's a way to explore, a way to share memories and bond with those we read with and who read to us. It develops a sense of imagination, which helps kids learn to solve problems on their own, to be creative, and inspire their need for learning and understanding organically. Jody, you and Christy and I met in seventh grade and played in band together through junior high. Do you remember our middle school band director, Mr. Freed, stopping a band practice to give us a lecture on sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I remember those lectures well. I often keep looking up our director to ask him why and how those topics related to band. Yeah. I didn't know much about sex and drugs, but we sure knew rock and roll. Remember when we used to play Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll, and jump from couch to couch in your house?
Yes. I think the point of the lesson was something like this. In your teenage years, you're trying to figure out who you are, what path you are going to take in your life. Do you have any life lessons that you taught your kids through the magic of learning music?
I think my lecture, if you could call it a lecture, was that music could be used to feel every emotion. You could use it to feel that emotion or listen to opposite music to make you feel better. So if you were sad and depressed, you could listen to rock and roll to get you out of that funk. Mm-hmm. Or if you were hyper and you wanted to mellow out, you could listen to something more mellow to calm you down a little bit. And I think that my big lecture was that music was lifelong, and that you know, life goes by so fast, and that you need to stop and smell the roses and take the time to be a child. Don't try to grow up so fast like everybody tries to do.
Why did you decide to teach music? What was your inspiration?
You know, throughout my formative years, my mentors have always been band directors. I don't know. I just clicked with them, I think, because I had a passion for music. And so, but those were the teachers that I connected with. It started in Sunday school, and then in third grade, I started playing piano. And then at the end of fourth grade, I was able to start in band. So all of my directors gently pushed me to do more, and I just kept getting better. I remember riding home from a football game, from a pep band appearance my junior year in high school. And some of our friends we're talking about college, looking at colleges and talking about majors and things that they might like to do. And I was pretty quiet, but they did ask me. I was sitting behind the band director at the time, and they asked me what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go and stuff. And I said, well, I don't really know what I want to do. And I was confused and stuff. And then all of a sudden I looked at him and I'm like, actually, I think I want to be a music teacher. And it was the first time that it actually came out of my mouth. And I was all of a sudden really proud to say that. I was just like, I'm going to be a band director. And the band director turned around and looked at me and he said, "You are?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And he's like, "We've got a lot of work to do." Over the next year, we worked with theory and history and all sorts of different things. And I was able to test out in my first year of music theory at college.
Wow.
Because he worked with me. I went to Concordia in Moorhead.
Okay.
So I knew I wanted to be a teacher from a young age, you know, ever since first or second grade. I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I just didn't know what I wanted to teach.
What advice would you tell caregivers, or parents, anybody that works with kids about introducing their children to music?
If I could reach every parent awaiting the birth of a child, I would say start now. I remember reading an article about a woman that would put headphones on her belly and put Mozart on, and baby would actually start moving to the movements. Starting, you know, just from birth, you know, playing music for your children and keeping music going through, you know, different styles. And our children, we started with music, you know, as soon as they were born. And I know probably your kids too were in the Barney age.
Yes.
Where they watched Barney and
sang it every day.
Every day, every hour. And my kids watched Barney and they learned all the songs. And by the time they were toddlers, they could sing all these songs. And interestingly, all three of my daughters work in daycare.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
And so they have music playing all the time. They put Barney songs on, but they put, you know, different songs on. And during sleep time, they have lullabies playing and
so they, amazing.
Yeah. So they connected with that and said, "Mom, you know, music is such an important thing for kids, you know, and I think it helps, you know, verbalize, it helps kids learn things. And at a young age like that, they can connect with music and, you know, hand and eye coordination." And
that's so amazing. Based on your experience as a band director, as well as your own musical upbringing, would you say music enhances the growth of a child?
So I think that, you know, music is a lifelong skill. It's something that you learn at a young age. And as you age, it still is important. My dad is 93 and he still listens to his classical music and his musicals. He, you know, was in the Korean War and he saw many musicals over in Japan and things like that. And he still listens to those musicals.
Wow.
So it's a lifelong skill and it's something that you can enjoy for the rest of your life. And that's why I think it's so important that it's introduced to children.
Yeah. Well, I played my French horn in my 30s in church. So you're right. It is a lifelong activity. And it's just, I think it's awesome. Is there a certain age that learning music and instruments is easier for kids? Like
when parents would ask me about piano lessons and stuff, a lot of them would ask me in kindergarten and, you know, some before that and stuff. And I guess I found the easiest route or the easiest age for me to start teaching piano was once a student was able to read words, because they're little. And if they're not able to read words, the parents have to sit and read the words, and which, you know, is not a bad idea either. That's quality time. You know, but if they're able to read words, then they're able to connect the words with the music. So, you know, I think, you know, around the age of 7 or 8 is a good time to start piano lessons. Some people start them earlier. Obviously we have 4-year-old prodigies. And, you know, I think learning how to read the music is important. I learned music through reading music. I'm not a good
learning by listening kind of person.
I can't just sit at the piano and pick out a tune, where some people can do that.
When I was probably 3 or 4, my mom used to play the piano in our basement, and we would listen to her and we would just think that was so cool, because her favorite was, I think, I can't remember if it's Mozart or Beethoven, but it was called For Elise, and she would play it day after day. And
That
it
one,
just
yeah.
kind of, yeah, it just encouraged us to get in down there and plink on the piano as little kids. And,
Yeah.
you know, we didn't know what we were doing, but just
it was sound, and you
yeah.
know, it was something that was pleasing to do.
Yeah, just listening and watching and seeing that joy that she had when she was playing was just really wonderful as a memory.
Right. And I think, you know, teaching piano before you start an instrument is a very good idea.
Yeah.
Because you can just transfer those notes that you learned how to read. You already have that foundation so that when you start an instrument, you just don't have the awkwardness of the instrument. You already know the notes. So it's just a matter of putting the fingering to the note.
I remember taking piano lessons too from Mrs. Riffenrath in Brainerd, and
Riffenrath.
Yeah, that was her name. And I don't know. I was, I think, in seventh grade, and she was 90, and she didn't hear very well. She didn't see very well, but she would watch my fingers and she would slap my knuckles if I played it wrong. And I'm like, how did you know I did that wrong? So it's interesting, but I really agree with you. I think that piano learning and experience is such a good transfer when you're learning how to play band music or instruments.
You know, music is a lifelong skill. It's something that you learn at a young age, and as you age, it still is important. My dad is 93 and he still listens to his classical music and his musicals. He, you know, was in the Korean War and he saw many musicals over in Japan and things like that. And he still listens to those musicals.
Wow.
So it's a lifelong skill, and it's something that you can enjoy for the rest of your life. And that's why I think it's so important that it's introduced to children.
Is there a certain age that learning music and instruments is easier for a kid?
I found the easiest route or the easiest age for me to start teaching piano was once a student was able to read words. They're little, and if they're not able to read words, the parents have to sit and read the words, and which, you know, is not a bad idea either. That's quality time. You know, but if they're able to read words, then they're able to connect the words with the music. You know, I think, you know, around the age of 7 or 8 is a good time to start piano lessons. Some people start them earlier. Obviously, we have 4-year-old prodigies. You know, I think learning how to read the music is important. But teaching piano before you start an instrument is a very good idea. Because you can just transfer those notes that you learned how to read. You already have that foundation so that when you start an instrument, you just don't have the awkwardness of the instrument. You already know the notes. So it's just a matter of putting the fingering to the note.
What is your favorite instrument?
I started playing clarinet at the end of 4th grade. I know many schools start at the end of 5th grade now. And I think a lot of it has to do, and I think, you know, end of 4th grade is okay, but the size of the students, I think, you know, if you look at anyone who's starting earlier for band instruments, like playing clarinet, the holes, their fingers just aren't big enough to cover the holes. And playing trombone, you know, your arm has to be long enough to reach that 6th position. And I think that is why band instruments are started around, you know, the age of 10 or 11, 12.
That makes sense. I never thought of it that way, but
yeah, but
I don't see.
The bodies just aren't the right size to start them earlier. I know I've had parents, you know, I've got this, you know, clarinet in my house. Could you teach my daughter in 3rd grade? It's like, you know, clarinet, saxophone might be a little bit easier because the holes are covered.
Yeah.
But clarinet, the fingers are open. So you have to have fingers, you know, the pad of your finger has to be big enough to cover the hole.
Is there any age group that you like to teach the most when you were teaching band?
If I had to choose, I would say that I love middle school the best. I just love the energy of the middle school students, and they're willing to try anything. And, you know, and you find something that has a good beat to it, or
yeah,
something that, you know, whatever, and they'll try it, and you know, they'll learn to like it. And
do you see art and music education as something that's important for kids?
I think communication is on the back burner, and students rely on their cell phones and texting and stuff, that they're not learning communication skills. And I think that music and art is a communication skill.
Definitely.
Not only belonging to a group of people that you can communicate with, but communicating your emotions through music when they're not being taught how to communicate their emotions.
When I look back to our junior high, Jody, and our musical experience, we were able to have those conversations with each other and with our band director.
Yep.
About what's going on in the world today and how does it relate to us and our lives, and having that outlet, I think music can be such a great outlet for anybody.
And you remember those moments in band and stuff when the hair stands up on your, I mean, when you get that feeling, you know, of beautiful music.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And the hair stands up on your arms and you get, you know, shivers or whatever, and your heart pumps fast and
you did it, and it sounds so gorgeous. And remember when we were actually, our band got to record
the
record? Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think I have mine.
I do too. And I think
it's something to play on.
It's a junior high thing, so it's not the Philharmonic, but we produced something that's beautiful quality and it sounds lovely. And for us, it brings back such great memories too.
And we had a great director, you know, and I think that when you experience those emotions, those butterflies in your stomach and the hair standing on end and stuff, you connect with your director. And I think that's why it's so easy to talk to your band director, your choir director, or, you know, different, there might be different, you know, people that connect in different areas, you know, art teacher, whatever, but because you have emotions, you connect with that teacher through the emotions. And so it's easy for you to talk to that teacher. So if you have a problem, those are the teachers that you turn to.
Did you ever go to band camp?
Yes, I did. And I started thinking about this and the one line that came to my mind was "one day at band camp." And so,
yeah, I know. People made fun of that, and I
know
they ever
know.
Went to band camp.
That, and it's probably going to be one of those famous movie lines forever. One day
one
at, band,
at
camp.
Band camp.
So
what was it like in real life? And do you recommend this to parents? I loved band camp, but I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, we each had a small group, so and then we had classes on music theory and history and we learned a lot during that week. And that was, I believe, between my junior and senior year. You made new friends that really loved music too.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, in a group of people that you could connect with.
I think music is part of the social and emotional learning as well. And I feel like if we can teach kids that, we could maybe change the outcome of education and the outcome of where kids end up. And so I just want to say thank you so much for agreeing to do this with us. I think music is so important, and I'm grateful for people like you who dedicated your lives to teaching kids.
We had an awesome experience. So
thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, you're welcome.